USAID officials estimate about 250,000 people remain displaced in Lebanon, and the United Nations says about 15,000 homes were destroyed in the fighting. The Director of Energy and Water at the World Bank, Jamal Saghir, says basic needs such as food, clean water, health care, and shelter, as well as services such as electricity, must be the first priorities to help people in the battle zone.
We need to focus on bringing stability to the social system, particularly in the conflict area. Bringing the stability to the people and the social system is very important, because they return to their villages, they have nothing except their dignity once again and their poverty.
William Garvelink of the U.S. Agency for International Development says aid workers are beginning to remove unexploded ordnance so people can return safely to what is left of their villages in southern Lebanon. Garvelink says the United States has spent about $55 million delivering humanitarian aid and is also focusing on efforts to improve the devastated economy.
We're focused on small-scale businessmen and helping them get their business up and running and get local economies moving again.
Troops that are part of the UN multinational peacekeeping force have begun to arrive in Lebanon to monitor the ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah. The UN Security Council has approved a resolution for the expansion of the UN force already in southern Lebanon to 15,000 soldiers. The resolution stresses the Lebanese government must take control over all its territory and disarm Hezbollah. Patricia Karam, a senior program officer at the U.S. Institute of Peace, says the peacekeepers and the government in Beirut are not likely to be successful in removing weapons from Hezbollah fighters.
Hezbollah is unlikely to stop insisting that its forces have an important role to play in defending the country. At the same time, any attempt by the Lebanese army or by any UN multinational force to disarm Hezbollah, especially in light of the movement's new political standing in the area, is risky.
U.S. officials estimate Hezbollah receives about $100 million in support from Iran, which supplies weapons to the group by transporting them through Syria. A Middle East analyst at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, David Schenker, says he believes Damascus will continue efforts to undermine Lebanon's democratically elected government led by Prime Minister Fouad Senyora.
I think most importantly, the idea of democracies on Syrian border. We've seen that they've taken steps primarily in Iraq, but also in Lebanon to undermine this. They want to undermine the Sennoura government. They don't want the increased pressure of having pro-Western regimes on their border.
Schenker says while there is no political solution in sight to the conflict between Israel and Hezbollah, an eventual peace agreement between Lebanon and the Jewish state is needed or hostilities are likely to erupt again.
I believe that reconstruction will work. I don't think that requires some sort of broader regional framework of peace, but for it to be sustainable, ultimately, it probably will need peace. Otherwise, you can have every 10 years Lebanon be destroyed.
UN Secretary General Kofi Annan says he hopes the UN-mediated ceasefire that ended the war could be the basis for a long-term peace accord. Meredith Buell, VOA News, Washington.